Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week from beside the pretty little turtle park in Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I have my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com, calling in from the Ozarks. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello there, Gina. And hello there
to all of us. How are you today?
Oh, it's a beautiful day in the Ozarks, but we're going to have a temperature dive bomb later. Right now we're in the 50s and sunny and quite beautiful.
We had that temperature dive bomb happen on Friday, and it got really cold here in beautiful Florida.
Yes. I can tell you that I wish I was where you were. It's one of those wish I were there kind of moments. I've always wanted to. If you're going calling from where you said you were going to earlier, right?
I am.
Well, the place that you're at, which we'll tell everyone in a moment, it's somewhere that I thought, oh, that would be one of the cool places on my list to see. So I will definitely have to come out there sometime and go and visit these wonderful creatures.
Well, Terry Taltree says it's a bucket list kind of place.
Yes, I
do.
Sure, it absolutely is.
Hello, Terry.
Hi there. Hello, we're in the car. I'm waiting for a motorhome to get out of the way, and we're so close, but we're not sure exactly where
we're
we are.
Courage and Winnebago.
That's too funny. I saw that motorhome pulling in, so you must be close.
Okay.
Yeah,
very good. Well, you'll have to send up a flare, Gina.
I'm watching for them. I'll let them know as soon as I see them.
I can see the swimming pool, so maybe we're...
Just keep going straight. You're going to pass the office, the next street just past the office, the first stop sign past the office, make a right, and I'm at the end of the street. You'll see the car if you look to the right when you get to that stop sign. So let's tell everyone who we have as guests today, Rhonda.
Well, absolutely. We are in the midst of a series of sharing with you all some of the people who are Gina's bachelor students who have really been kicking butt and taking names lately and having some amazing things happen. And so part of what we're doing is we're sharing their successes and then also sharing their story and the often bumpy road because, you know, it's just because you say, yes, I'm going to start a business, yes, I'm going to do this, it doesn't necessarily mean everything just flows out and that the universe opens up and says, oh, absolutely, we'll give you a straight, clear path. So we're going to be able to hear those stories and hopefully be inspiring. And hello to the puppy I hear barking there.
In the motorhome next to me. Oh, too funny.
I knew it wasn't Fritz, so I thought, I don't know who that dog is.
I don't know who it is either, but it's a cute little Yorkie.
Now,
I don't know.
We're driving in circles here, Gina, so...
Okay, so you didn't get to the right stop sign because I haven't seen you go through it yet. Can you find your way back to where the pool is?
Yes.
The street that is called Bourbonnière.
Yeah.
You'll need to make a right.
Yeah.
We did that. We went down that road, but we'll go back again.
It's one more stop sign beyond that, I think, because I haven't seen you pass through here yet. I'm looking for a street sign, but I don't see one.
That's okay. We'll find it. We're back.
You need to do what the tour guides in Branson and will do for their bus tours. They either wear a big 10-gallon hat or they have a balloon or something with them so they can be fun.
I'm doing one better than that. I'm going to walk up the Bourbonnais Street so I can just wave.
There you go. Oh, I love it. So while you guys are doing that, I will let you know a little bit about Robert and Terry Talltree, and Gina can tell the story of how they met, or Gina and Terry can do that. But it's one of those very cool things. Sometimes you meet people who are very special, and amazing things begin to happen because of the relationship that's built. And, of course, we're always talking about relationship marketing, and that's why our show is called Relationship Marketing 101. So this is going to be a perfect example of building relationships and then seeing where that building of the relationship takes the people and takes their business.
You just passed me. Back up a little, Robert, and make a right. There you go.
As Gina waves our guests down. Love it. So Robert and Terry Talltree have, unlike many people who come to Gina to start a business, they actually already have been for, well over 20 years doing the work that they are doing currently. It's just that they were making a major shift in their business, and we'll get to that as it comes about during our show. But they were shifting their business to an online format to help them to reach more people. They are the founders of howtoliveonpurpose.com and creators of the 21-day I Am a Gift to the World challenge. So we are so excited to welcome Robert and Terry Talltree. They have been on our show before, and now we're really sharing with you their journey.
Well, we are really thrilled and happy to be here. We're really happy to see Gina and glad to be where we're at.
Absolutely. You know, with this particular type of our lifestyle is what I would hope everyone would want to take and follow and realize that it is possible. We're right now at our office today is right near a wonderful calm stream where turtles and manatees love to swim through. And so if you've ever looked it up online, they are one of the most beautiful, beautiful, graceful animals you could ever see, and they're quite large. They have almost like a little bit of a smushed seal face to them with real small eyes and a real wide kind of a fan-like flat tail that they use to be able to take and move through the waters. So, of course, we have Terry has a wonderful, wonderful knack with animals, and so when she sits very calmly and just lovingly puts out that toward the animals, whether it's a manatee or a turtle or any type, they always have a tendency of loving to come up near her and just kind of sit and listen to whatever she has to say or sing. But this is awesome being here with nature and just looking at the beauty of the land. So I thank you, Gina, for inviting Terry and I, thank you for all being here to listen to this wonderful, wonderful journey that we have been on. And I think that many individuals don't realize that Terry and I have been taking and doing presentations all over the world and inspiring individuals to really take and find their passion and their purpose. And so what has happened is that we didn't realize that after so many years and touching over a million people that we could actually expand our horizons and touch so many more individuals with the words and the visions of the Native ancestors that had a tendency of taking guiding Terry and I. So to me, it's to take this particular opportunity to be able to take and be this mobile and to be around individuals and use the technology, which was not available, of course, for me as a child or even as a young man, to be able to do that is really kind of a I kind of try to pinch myself to realize that I am here, especially with our very, very dear friend who we've kind of adopted and brought her into our family, and Gina Gaudio Graves, who's been really quite an inspiration to us.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you for that, Robert. So Terry needs to make a quick phone call. Oh, my goodness, look at the turtle on the tree. Oh, my goodness, the turtle is up the trunk of the tree. I will get this up on Flickr in just a moment. It's incredible. They know that Terry's coming, and they have already started assembling for her.
I love that.
Oh, my goodness. So, Rhonda, what would you like to know from Robert and Terry today?
Well, I'll just clarify that they are at the Turtle and Manatee Park in, where is it that you are exactly?
It's called Imperial Bonita Estate. It's an RV park and mobile home community in Bonita Springs, Florida. And this is where Bill and I have stayed for about 5 years. This is the first year that we're not here. We couldn't get a rental unit in it. We could only bring in our motorhome. And so this year, since we're stationary, we had to move to a different park. But we come back every week to see the turtles and the manatee because they're so cool to see. It's called the Imperial River. And the river goes out to the Gulf. And so it's not a freshwater river, it's a saltwater river. And the river winds and bends. And it's not real deep, it's maybe 5 feet. But the manatees and the turtles like the warmth of the water here. It's much warmer than it is in the Gulf. So they swim upstream up the river to come for the sunny spots in the bends of the river. And it's just incredible to see hundreds of turtles, itty-bitty baby ones, great big ones, all coming into this river. And you can just sit by the side of the river and watch them all day long. It's amazing.
Wow. That sounds really very cool. So the beautiful thing about when you do start your own business and you get that freedom to travel and move around, it's pretty awesome. And because of the technology of today, you can be on a cell phone and be having a cool adventure at a place like the Imperial River, looking at the manatees and the turtles, while actually still taking care of business. That's pretty awesome.
Absolutely.
So, really wanted to let people know where they are. And your Flickr account that people can see, it's flickr.com/photos/JVQueen, right?
That is correct. And if they want to see exactly where we are at, they can go to askggg.com/where's Gina, WHERESGINA, where's Gina, askggg.com/where's Gina. And there's a little satellite view there where you can actually see us on a map and see exactly where we're at.
Very cool. And there's no apostrophe in there. Where's Gina? No apostrophe, of course.
That is correct.
Web address. I'm just mentioning for people that may not quite have put that together. So now that we've got that cleared up and they're having a very cool adventure and being together, and another cool thing about having your business as you're being able to learn it in the free 30-day IM challenge is that you often meet people through the internet and the phone and maybe haven't met them right away in person. Or sometimes you meet them in person at an event, and there's somebody that you never knew about until the day that they were at the same seminar or whatever. So it ends up being unusual in circumstances as compared with being in an office with people. So what I would love to know from the tall trees is as you look back, you have had to make some pretty major changes. In bringing your business online, it was also learning completely new technologies because the two of you were much more, your business was based on meeting people in person, in groups, all over the country and in different places. And now you're switching over to having to learn a whole new technology with the computer in more depth, the internet in more depth, the blogging system and software and plugins and membership stuff and all these different things. So what has helped you keep your strength and your focus and your power through all of these major transitions?
Well, I think that that's an excellent question. The what it really has made it is having those particular connections. As you very well know, it was difficult for me to take and make the transition because I'm kind of a hands-on guy. That's the way in which I was taught by those native elders as a child and learning their wisdoms and their words. And And, you know, everything, when you gathered the plants, you could do that. And, of course, today, it's everything's kind of the virtual reality. If you want to take and learn about anything, you can learn about it in milliseconds. But, and so the transition of that, I don't know if I was dragging my feet or whether it was just kind of just fear of making a mistake. And it's like anything, though. You really have to take and believe in what you're doing. And if you really have a passion for making a difference to people in the world, then it's up to you to take it upon yourself to take and learn those new skills so that you can take and touch the hearts and lives of more people. So that was kind of one of those particular things. I was fortunate, though, my wife was quite diverse with the computer itself, although there was a major learning curve in a lot of the software in which she had to take and be able to take and look at and modify and analyze. And even though that we have a lot of professionals and experts that have a tendency of implementing those things, you still have to know initially how to take and incorporate your media in that particular venue. So it's been a major, major ride, and it's very, very time consuming. I often say that if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, but it's not easy.
Right.
And you really have to, you know, just stay the course. But here's the one thing. Stay the course with individuals that really are ahead of you, individuals that already have success behind them. And that's what I highly recommend, that if you really want to have a passion for something, you really feel that the world needs to hear your voice or hear something that's directly about you or something that allowed you to be able to survive even something that might have been traumatic in your life. It's important for the world to realize that there's others that are like them or similar to them and what they're dealing with. And when they hear this, it gives them hope. And I really feel that that's what the world doesn't hear enough of, is actually hope, to get those individuals to realize that, yeah, others have taken and gone through that gauntlet and survived, maybe a little bruised and scarred from it, but they're still on the other side and they're still really pursuing their life and their dreams. You know, I traveled all my life to begin with those Native elders, and I traveled a lot with my wife doing teachings pretty well on large venues to corporations like American Express and Hewlett Packard, to small schools where I would take and even donate some of my time that I was passing through to try to awaken some of the young children to their true potential. And we always believe that wherever you can plant a few seeds of wisdom and they get cultivated, you really can have something really some really great changes to the world, because that's the future of the world, not so much of the moment of. I'm just looking at turtles. Like some, I got sidetracked. There was a shiny object, I think. But initially, like I said, what I want, I'd love all the audiences that are listening to this, don't give up. I'm passionate. They don't give up, and find those individuals that have the keys to your kingdom. And that's what I'm saying, is that it is possible to your dreams. It's possible to actually work and play at the same time when it's your passion. It's really not work. When you have a tendency of having those particular type of dreams come through, and you meet some really beautiful people out there. Now, granted, there are people out there that are there just to take and disappear. And it's like with any organization that's out there, that happens. But really, just ask a few individuals, and you'll find out. I asked about Gina before. I met her one time, her and her husband, Bill. And I point blank asked, I said, are these guys for real? And this one guy goes, yeah, I've been working with them for over a year. And I said, that's all I needed to know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's the best way to do it. It's just go that and go on your intuition, too. That's really important, because that has a tendency of being part of guiding you in life. And if you really look within your lives, or everyone that's on this particular call, look within your lives, you'll find that has been the best light to be able to guide you through the darkness. That happens with everybody.
One of the things that was hard for Robert and Terry, when they were going out to corporations, to schools, et cetera, they were touching very small numbers of people at a time. And they knew that they'd need to do something different if they were ever going to reach more people. So they really were wanting to find a way to reach more people. But they knew the kind of impact they have when they walk into a room. When they put a presentation on in front of people, people weep. the whole presentation. It's an amazing energy. And there was this fear that doing it in a virtual setting wouldn't necessarily touch lives in the same way. And it's really not going to meet what they're all about if they can talk to more people and don't have the same impact. I think they're just now starting to see that even in a virtual setting, you still have the same impact, don't you, Robert?
Absolutely.
And now that they've been able to see that, even in small numbers, it's making it much easier to go out and do the things that really are a little bit harder and overcome the challenges that come up so that they really can live their purpose and reach more people at the same time. So Terry just came back with us. What else
Terry,
would you like to talk to Terry?
Well, Terry, I would love to hear from you. We've heard from Robert a little bit about the journey and switching the business to online and really being willing to stay the course through the challenges. So, Terry, I would love to know from you, what has been at least one of your biggest ahas or discoveries about yourself as you have gone through this process of transforming your business?
Well, my biggest aha right now is the four manatees that just came up when I walked up.
Literally. Oh, I feel them. I love it.
Oh, they're beautiful. They're so graceful.
And they're now spinning to turn to Terry, I think.
Oh, they're so great. Look at their tails. Oh, they're just, I wish you were all here seeing
them.
Oh,
my goodness. It's amazing.
Somebody shoot some video.
Robert's taking it right now.
He's wonderful.
Oh, good.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, oh, my goodness. They're going to where they expect to see you.
Well, I think that my biggest, I guess the biggest lesson for me in this is to really stay present. You know, it sounds kind of obvious, but when I stay present, I'm able to really enjoy the experience of it rather than resist it. And I think, too, the other thing is to just really pay attention with where you resist in life and see what, kind of lean into that a little bit and let it just reveal itself. That this, you know, this has been an amazing journey, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I mean, we've met people that will be, you know, near and dear to me for the rest of my life, and I honestly believe that we will be able to impact many more lives with an online with the online presence that we are creating. So,
right.
All of that is good. The, you know, with it being so far out of our element, because neither I'm sure he probably spoke to the fact that neither Robert nor I actually really spent a great deal of time online before this. So look at the turtles coming right over by us here. You know, I think that not only staying the course, but breathing into it and recognizing the gifts that come from it. And guys, you've got to see this. The turtles are now starting to gather all around us.
They are.
I love it. Oh. Well, we get the video online, guys. I will make sure that the link gets put into the show notes. So just realize you will get to see this at some point once they take the video and get it online.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They're so beautiful. So, you know, I think in everyone's life, everyone can relate to stretching and growing into something that they don't have confidence in, that they don't have a skill set in. And I always pride myself as being a lifelong learner. I love to learn, and I love a challenge. And I don't generally, you know, shirk away from them. I usually will really lean into it. But this I think my greatest lesson in this one personally has been, how long are you willing to do that? You know, because
right.
Right, because, you know, I can do that for a few weeks or a few months. When it starts getting beyond that and I'm still feeling like I'm just so new and so, I still feel really like on many levels I'm still in kindergarten because there's so much. I think Gina describes it as you don't know what you don't know, and then, you know, you go through a process, you learn something, and then you realize how much you really don't know.
And there's always something new that you don't know, that you never even knew you would need to have a skill in or an ability in or whatever, and you go, oh, okay, and so it becomes not one thing to learn, but a thousand.
And it feels like you're like a clumsy clown aspiring to be a graceful ballerina.
Yeah, it's right. Awkward. It's awkward. And, you know, the funny thing is that I know now, like, there is so much that I know. I'll give you an example. We were having dinner last night on Sanibel Island, and there was a guy from Montreal who was talking about his son who's in the internet business, and he teaches people how to get a page on Google ranking. And when he said that, my first thought was, and I didn't say it out loud until after they left, but my first thought was, well, getting a page on Google ranking is good, but you really want to have, you know, keyword domination. You don't want to just have a single, you know, page one. That was something that I didn't even know what that meant a year and a half ago. I couldn't have, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things that now I really do know that I didn't know then. And I've often said, I kind of liken this to getting, you know, in fact, and other people in the program have said, you know, it's probably more like getting a master's or a doctoral degree. There's a lot that is just not in your normal vocabulary. There's a lot of stuff that is also interconnected. And so that piece of it, for me, just having the staying power and saying, well, you know, what will this day bring and how will I personally? Because for me, everything in life is a journey, and it's really about how you show up during that journey. There's no guarantee that it's all going to be easy or it's all going to be fun or that you're going to be, you know, get it the first time through. You know, that it's really about the growth that you can experience in the process. And so that's where I'm at with it is, you know, I'm growing every day. I'm growing and stretching. And are they back?
I remember the first time I heard keyword, the term keyword, and I'm like, what is that, like open sesame, a word that opens a door? I mean, you know, it's like, what does that mean? And so in case anyone else is like where I was and then what keyword, what the heck is that supposed to mean? When someone puts a term into a Google search and they're going to find you, that's basically the really basic definition of what the keywords would be. So just to realize it's so easy to, once you know these things, or at least some of them, it's easy to get into a conversation and know what you're talking about, and someone who isn't familiar can be left in the dust. So there are many things that you know that become natural, just like you being able to realize, Cherry, that no, you just don't want a page one Google rank, big whoopty deal. You want to have that domination where people, where all roads lead to you. So the fact that you know that and it is now so natural for you, whereas not that long ago it was a whole brand new concept. And that's something everyone needs to realize, that your journey, to our listeners, your journey will be much like that. There will be things that sound like a foreign language today that given a few weeks or a few months will become something that you can do.
Exactly. So let's ask them where they're at now in their business.
Yes, so where, tell us where are you now and where are you headed in the rest of 2012?
Actually, we are, physically we're sitting right here on a little chair right next to Gina, the turtle coming up near the shore as Sarah is getting close to us, but initially, where we are in our business is we are starting to expand, and the individuals that now have been calling upon us to take and actually be, do some joint ventures with us too. And most of the callers are not most of them, I'd say some of the particular individuals on this particular call that are listening in to this wonderful program don't realize that you don't have to take and be a rocket scientist to really be in this type of a business. But what really makes a difference is if you really take and follow your passion. But also, you don't have to take and really spend a lot of money in creation of products. If you really want to take and start the venture or get the finances that's necessary to be able to follow your dream, you can actually create what they call joint venture, and that's, of course, where you actually purchase the products in which individuals have that seems to touch your life, and then after you use them, then you can actually take and recommend it to other individuals, and every time somebody buys that particular product through your recommendation, you can actually make an income, and there's a lot of people that are really making a really awesome life without having to take and invest anything out of their own pocket by just doing that. But again, like I said, it's a matter of taking and reaching out to those individuals, those friends and family of which you know of that know that can benefit from the products that are out there. With me and Terry, we like to inspire individuals through the Native American flair. Some of you probably don't realize that originally I was born in Michigan. My father left when I was 2 years old, and my mother then took it upon herself to call upon Native American spirits, elders, chiefs, and medicine people to help guide me on my journey. That really had a tendency of kind of creating and casting the reason why that it's so important for me to be able to get the world to know about what those words that they were carrying within their hearts, and then lovingly gifted me over the period of years for me to carry within mine. I realized that there's so much going on, and there's so much impersonalization out there, and even with the technology and the websites out there, a lot of things are automated, but there is a way in which you can still integrate some of these particular systems to really talk to people on a one-to-one basis, or really take and reach them to get them to realize that other people are out there successfully making this transition, as I have, and in doing so, they're reaching more. Now, like I said, it's been like close to 30-some years of Terry and I taking and doing presentations, and we've reached about 1 million people, we figure, when we were calculating. We know that as this next year or two come up, we'll probably surpass that particular amount of touching people's lives and making changes within them. And when you have a chance to really realize that you're here for a purpose, and you realize that there is no accidents why you're here, you just have to find that gift that you were born with. My native elder said that on the day you were born, the whole universe celebrated. And on that day, there was placed a gift within your heart, and that gift is relative to your purpose. And once you discover that gift and follow it unconditionally, you will find that all things will start to fall into place. And that's what I really feel is happening now, is things are starting to kind of automatically fall into place. Not only the individuals that need to be there to be able to help me through some of the things that I don't understand and the technical aspects, but also those new individuals, which I really now are embracing as not only friends, but family. So do you want to really experience life, get out of your chair and really take it and start moving toward your those particular individuals that can help you. You're not going to get there overnight, and nobody can really tell you that it's going to be. If somebody tells you that you're going to be successful online within a 3 month or 6 month or maybe even a year, you got to really kind of weigh that out because they're kind of throwing a lot out at you. I mean, I'm pretty smart. My wife's brilliant, and we've been both diligently working at this. But it does take time, and your passion itself is to be able to take and to nurture it and to be able to take and express it and utilizing the specific technology that's out there to be able to document and leave a legacy. You see, I believe everyone wants to leave a legacy. Once you find that passion, that's what you leave. It's something that really makes the world a better place. And so I just say that's kind of where I'm at. I'm now in the part where I get to really start experiencing the creativity that's always been there. My wife is very creative. She has a beautiful voice. She is also an excellent artist, too. And so we have our music that's also played all over the world, along with some of the stories, many of the stories in which now are starting to get ready to be published, to really take and show people that the unique aspects of the Native people and the integrity and love for the earth and for all mankind is still intact.
Beautiful. Love it. And their music is wonderful. If you go to howtoliveonpurpose.com, you can actually hear a sample play just by clicking a little button in a player that's in the upper right. And, of course, you can purchase their music. My Motley dog loves your music, except for the thunderstorm. She loves your music.
And we're working on that. We're going to take and create a variable sometime in the near future to where, because we've not only had responses from individuals like you, but we've had other individuals saying how calming that those particular recordings are around their dogs and cats. And so I said, okay, that's just another affirmation that definitely that's something that's needed so that these individuals who have those four-legged kids within their lives can actually utilize something that's not a medication or a shot that really can calm their hearts and souls. So to me, that's something that I never thought of taking exploring in the past, but ever since I met you and had so many individuals that have taken in contact with me through emails and every once in a while a phone call, I realized that it's a way that to really be able to not only help mankind, but also help some of those wonderful little beautiful relatives that everyone has within their homes.
Absolutely. That's terrific. Yeah. And so ultimately this journey has been many changes for you, but it's really been about bringing out the truth of who you are and creating that legacy and that mission that you know is the gift in your heart that you're meant to share.
Absolutely. In fact, I see now that it's not only going to take and allow me to take and expand those Native American teachings, but also it allows me to get into to back into my own particular skills. I'm a trained silversmith, goldsmith, had a shop for almost 20 years, and then I got into an abundance of different types of carving just to continually express them, trying to express these particular things, try to implement and show something that's even more from the stories that have been presented to me. So taking and creating that particular, knowing that this particular venue is going to create the time for me to be able to work with my hands again and the creativity of these art pieces of art, it's really exciting for me. And that's what most people are looking for. I talk to individuals on a one-to-one basis over the period of the year, many of them, and the two things they always talk about is time or money. When you have a tendency of following your passion, finding the right individuals to help guide you and nurture you, you're able to take and fill those both spaces where you have the time and you have the money to be able to live your life on purpose. And I think that's what people forget. It really is possible.
Robert, let's walk down to that bench and go see the five manatees that are there.
Okay, Gina.
Say
that again?
I just said I'm sending all those manatee and turtles lots of love. I would just adore to be there and see them. That's on my list.
Well, as soon as Bill said that we're now five manatee, Terry took off, and we're on one phone today. So, so I'm moving down where Terry and the manatee are. There are five of them, Rhonda.
Oh, I love it.
Wow. I left all our stuff down there, but we can go back and get it. Wow.
Right.
Incredible. They're sunning themselves.
Oh, well, what a great thing to do on a day like that.
Well, they met Terry on Sunday, and they're sunning themselves exactly where Terry was talking to them on Sunday. And Mama...
What they're waiting for.
Mama is actually out of... So we can actually see her. And the baby's right behind her. Nose to nose. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
When one came out a little further.
Did you hear Terry?
No, I couldn't hear her. Sorry.
Oh, let me switch it back to speaker. Hang on.
Can you hear us now? Well, I heard you before, but Terry was a little muffly, so what was Terry saying?
Yeah, there's a mama cow and a baby calf, and they're resting just literally against the riverbank. And the mama's back is partially out of the water. They're sunning in the shallow, warm water, nose to nose. And a little bit further out in the river is another one, and they're air breathers, so they can stay under a little bit longer the bigger they are, because their lungs go the full length of their body. And so the smaller ones have to come up more frequently than the bigger ones.
Mm-hmm.
Was one further out, and when it lifted its little face up, it went,
oh,
I'm over here.
Oh, I love that.
Noise.
Right.
Yeah.
What is further? What is further?
Mm-hmm. So great.
That's really beautiful.
I heard it. Yeah.
Such a cool experience to have.
Gina asked a question before I got called to the river. There were 7 turtles that came over to say hello. And she said, where is your business at right now?
Do you see? I do.
They make noises. But they can do it silently.
I know.
Watch them do it silently over and over again.
Oh, my goodness.
They make the noise to communicate with them. So, today we're here in beautiful southwestern Florida at an absolute magical, magical place.
Really, there are 6 of them.
So beautiful here. And last week we were on the beach in Fort Lauderdale. The week before that we were in Atlanta. We were able to go with my brother to the medical center so that he wouldn't have to make that trek alone. We were able to kind of do a caravan with walkie-talkies in the car and make it a fun trip. The week before that, we were in Wisconsin with my family, who I haven't seen in a while. And the week before that, we were in California. And then before that, we were in Salt Lake City. So our business is wherever we are. And the beauty of it is you really can... I mean, that's one of the things that's been a true gift about this. We can go and spend time with family like we are this week and enjoy life. You know, that really, ultimately, the reason that anybody wants anything is to have the experience of living their life fully.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that, Wanda? Was that a manatee?
Yes.
From my husband.
It was talking to you guys.
Oh, I love that. I was actually saying, oh, please say hello, and I was sending love to them, and that was so cute, the timing. I love it. I feel so blessed and grateful. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What a gift.
Another one.
Yeah.
There are now 6 there.
Just so you know, we've been here long enough to see them come out of the water and breathe absolutely silently.
Right.
More mm-hmm. time. They rarely make noise when they come out.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely make noise. And so that's really clearly, like, they're communicating.
I know. Yeah.
They made really loud noise was on the other side of the bank.
Yeah.
And you couldn't really see them in the water because the sun's not on it.
Water, it deliberately slapped the water to get our attention.
Yeah, it wanted us
to. I love that. Through the radio, we could hear this big, like almost like the obscene phone call noise, this big shh into the phone, and that was the manatee. So how beautiful.
This is what building a business should be about.
Right. Yeah, that was exactly what my point is, that if you want to make money, if you ask yourself why, and then, oh, you're so cute, then when you answer that question, ask yourself why to that. And then when you answer that, ask yourself why until you can't get any deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You will get to the heart and soul of who you are and why you're here. And everyone who wants a business wants it for freedom. They want to know what it's like to be a self-sufficient, independent, free human being who's able to experience the joy that life actually is, the gift that it is. And, you know, in our
mm-hmm.
culture, they say life is sacred. It's sacred. And the reality is we never know. None of us know when our contract is up. We don't know when our next breath will be our last breath. And we have so much to see and so much to do and so much to experience in life. And inside every human being, there's that longing for that. There's a longing to live, not just to survive, not just to exist, but to live life and to seek out those experiences. And so for this call today, anyone who's listening, I really invite you to take out a piece of paper, and if you haven't done it yet, make a bucket list. Make a list of these are the things that I want to experience in this lifetime before I go back home, before my life is complete in this time. I want to experience these things. I want to know what it feels like to have these experiences. And then set out to start doing them.
And how you build your business, what niche you're in, the message that you create, all by design needs to lead you to where you want to be and what that why is for you. Two more manatee are coming to join the other six. I have never seen more than four here at once, ever, and I've been here for years. They're coming because of Terry. Her presence just calls to them. And if you can really figure out what that why is for you and what you want to do in your business in a way that can really let you live that why,
it will change your life and the lives of every person you touch. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm in such awe with the manatee, even because I feel it, even though I'm not physically there, that it's just amazing. Wow.
Yeah. Now, eight.
All of them resting on the warm, shallow water of the bank right in front of Terry. Oh, love it. Never seen anything like it. They're bringing their tails out of the water to greet Terry. They're bringing their backs out of the water to greet Terry. And they're actually turning to face her. Beautiful. I don't know if it'll come out really great in the pictures, but Robert got a really good video of six of them. So that we will upload, and we'll make sure it gets added to the show notes.
Yes, of course, absolutely.
And, you know, I teach often about figuring out your long-term goals and then using them to figure out what you want to do in your business and your life. And so often people don't get that. Like, they just don't know what that means.
We now have two more manatee coming, Rhonda.
Oh, goodness. That's just amazing.
Unbelievable.
Wow. What a gift. That's amazing. I love it. And, you know, the why you want to have an experience is up to everybody. It can be just because you want to have the experience. It doesn't have to be a world-changing goal around every single thing. You can want to see the manatee because you want to see them. You can want to travel because you enjoy meeting people or whatever. Your reasons are your own, and your reasons are fine. They are yours. But when you have that sense of a yearning in your heart to experience something, it's put there because you're meant to go have that experience. It's not meant
exactly.
to tease you and make you miserable, right? So when you have that sense that you want to go see the manatee, or you want to travel to Ireland, or you want to do whatever it is, you know, be certain places, have certain experiences, then it's an awesome way to get those things to happen for you is to create something like the business that gives you the freedom to do that.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of asking yourself the right questions. Oh, the new two, the latest two, just came out and did their little to say hello.
Oh, big sigh. I guess I should add to the show notes the manatee and the tall trees for our guests today and the turtles.
One of them just totally breached like a humpback whale would do.
Wow.
They're
how
either
cool.
8 or 9 now. It completely fills the liver. They're so big.
Mm.
My goodness. Amazing. It's as if they're putting on a little show just for Terry.
Well, that's because they are.
Wow. I'm sorry, I know it's not very much fun to just sit here listening to us wild, but
I know, it's just amazing. It's still, it's very cool.
It's amazing because they move with such grace. It's like seeing a large, beautiful, beautiful eagle that's just catching the updrafts and just floating effortlessly. And as and they only have the one fin, which is kind of it's like a flat paddle that they use to be able to slightly turn right or left, and then they gracefully pull that paddle up and down toward the surface and back toward the bottom. And as they do that, that's what propels them so gracefully. And then they have these two little bitty, almost like arms on the underside of them that I think that they may have a tendency of utilizing when they forage. They are vegetarians, is what I understand,
yeah.
And so they have a tendency of taking and utilizing plants, but they don't actually eat inland here. This is considered a freshwater in here that goes out toward the ocean, and so if the ocean eventually gets cold, and they want to get warmer. They like warm, warm areas, so then they work their way all the way up from the channels, these specific areas that they've gotten used to over the period, I suppose, maybe to hundreds of maybe thousands of years. So this little this little move, with, I mean, you see the mamas moving with their babies that right behind them, and you know that they're taking and implementing that this is a good place to go because it's peaceful and it's warmer. Because the waters are definitely shallower and allows them to take and rest and just bask in with that sun rays reflecting off in their backs.
But Robert, you have to
understand,
I'm here maybe 180 to 200 days of the year. I've been here for 5 years. This is my 6th winter. So 5 years times 200 days each year is 1,000 days that I've been here. I have never, ever seen more than 4 at one time, and never have I seen them do what they're doing today. And there are 8 all together, moving together, putting on this show, breathing, flapping the water, saying hello. Out of 1,000 visits, that's never happened. That's amazing.
I attribute it to when you get a lot of good-hearted people together, they know it. They know that they're safe, that they're calm, that we're here just to observe their beauty and their and what they do naturally. And it kind of just teaches us as human beings that that's what we're supposed to be doing too, things that come naturally and loving and caring and respectfully as we watch them and they move and they are very attentive to each other, that they have a tendency of taking and showing us. Nature continually teaches humanity what we're supposed to be really prioritizing, and that's people. And you take and get into the aspects of all the things in which you have. Again, I always think and give full credit to the Native elders. Yeah, you come to the realization that the most richest memories that you have are the people that have taken an opportunity and spent time with you and you've spent time with them. And you just continue to enrich each other as you have a tendency of appreciating nature and exploring life itself. So, people that are listening, you know, just take an opportunity to start moving toward the direction that you want to happen, because your dreams, you shouldn't let them go. They're there for a reason. Just really, just find a path. Find somebody who can guide you on that area. And like I said, it's not going to happen overnight, but just realize that there are people on the other side that have reached those things or are on the midst of reaching those particular areas where it allows them to be able to see these magnificent, magnificent animals. And So maybe one day in the near future, maybe one of you will have an opportunity to sit with us and really just be in awe of the magic of nature itself. These wonderful. I have never seen them before. It's my first time, and I'm in my 60s to ever had the opportunity to experience something in the wild like this that was that moves with such greatness and gentleness. And you can feel the energy.
Jerry just tried to come back to the phone to say goodbye to everyone. And every one of the manatee came out of the water to call her back. They do not want her to leave. So we will Jerry, I'm not going to let her leave. They don't want her to. Did you see that?
No, that's okay. We'll say goodbye for her.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you all for, and also you, Gina, for having us as your guest this time. And I also want to say to everyone on this call that, you know, find those individuals that when you talk to them, look into their eyes. If you see that sparkle and you feel something resonating within your heart, explore that.
Yeah. That's your sign.
How to find Robert and Terry and work with them to really learn to have this experience in their own lives and business.
Well, they their website is howtoliveonpurpose.com. And you can find this in the show notes in case you're finding that you would rather click on it. You can go there and definitely take the 21-day I Am a Gift to the World challenge. It's a beautiful experience, and it definitely will help you open up. As many people aren't sure, what is my purpose? Why am I here? What am I really meant to do? And am I misleading myself? Am I on the right course? What should I do next? And getting in touch with your purpose helps give you the answers to all of those questions. And you'll find the challenge at on how to live on purpose, or you can go to www.profitablestorytelling.com/world, and you will find it there as well. What a pleasure to have you, and how beautiful that you shared the manatee with all of us. That is just tremendous.
They're doing spins now to say hello. Oh my goodness. Well, we will get that uploaded to the show notes shortly, Rhonda.
Absolutely. Thank you all. Thank you, Gina, for inviting us on this wonderful radio program of yours.
And if you want to get started in building your business, you'll find that at the 30dayiamchallenge.com, just the number 30dayiamchallenge.com. Hope every one of you can experience a day like this in your life and your business. Thanks, Rhonda, for setting us all up.
Thank you, and come back. Next week we have Ina Gilmore, who is another person that's had amazing things happen. Thank you all, and we'll see you next week.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.